Rajalakshmi.
Sydney.
Well, already I've learnt a lot, since the time I've come into the team, observing how he's operated, and I've said that a lot of times in the past that many people have had different styles of captaincy, and I think he's been so successful because he's been able to find the right balance in being offensive with his plans, as well as understanding when the game is dominated by the opposition and how to slow things down. I think that's been his biggest strength, and that's something that I would like to understand, strike a good balance going forward, because it happens in Test cricket, yes, but the shorter format, you have to make it happen even quicker, because the game can drift away very quickly. So you need to have more composure, you need to be more aware. Having played a lot of one-day cricket and white ball cricket and batting at three, I have had a good understanding of how situations can go and how things turn immediately. So I think that would help me being aware in the field, understanding what I would do in this situation as a batsman. So it always helps when you are a top-order batsman yourself and you've seen all situations while batting, to understand what the opposition batsman would be thinking at what stage and which are the bowlers that I would find uncomfortable at this stage, and then you can implement those things with your captaincy and plans as well. So, but the thing I would love to execute from his captaincy is the right balance between aggression with plans, as well as understanding where the game is going, if the opposition is dominating it or not. It will help if you take the mic. This flashes. Thanks.
Yesterday, Dhoni said that you know, he would bat at 4, 5, 6 or 7 level that he wants. Now, we also seen him wanting to bat higher up the order. As a captain, you have learned a lot from him. Is there something kind of making him feel free and bat higher up the order? Or is making bat higher up the order? Is there something kind of that you would want to give him something better from him?
Yes, definitely. I would like to take the bulk of the responsibility now to bat through the innings, hold one end, let the others express themselves the way they want to with individual plans around me. Obviously, we're talking about a very experienced cricketer. You know, he's played a lot of limited overs matches, and his record speaks for itself. So I'm sure he, with not having that extra burden of taking responsibility, sometimes it can restrict you as a batsman. That's, I've also felt that quite a few times, but maybe because my game is dependent on me playing in an offensive way, I haven't had to curb my game down too much, because I knew that if I do that, it won't work for my game and it doesn't benefit the team in any way. But MS was able to absorb that pressure for a long time. But I'm sure with the burden not being there anymore, I'm sure he'll be able to express himself as a batsman, experiment a bit with the offensive skills that he displayed when he came in. Not that he didn't display it after, but he was very calculative with it, understanding the team situation. Now, knowing that I'm willing to take up the responsibility, majority of it, he can be more expressive, but not saying that he will go out there and slog every ball. He's a very smart cricketer, we all have seen that. But I think he'll have a bit more freedom and a bit more assurance, knowing that he doesn't have to think twice before attempting a big shot. And with UV coming in as well in the middle order, that will also give both of them, that's a give and take. That's why they've been so successful batting together, because they feed off each other's momentum, and one can play the aggressive role, one can sort of keep knocking it around for singles, and I'm sure they will be looking forward to doing that together, and it just gives MS another option of really expressing himself.
Akshay,
three things.
Sir, only one question at a time. Yeah, I have so many questions to take, a lot of media, so one question at a time.
Can you talk about the team use and the context of the season?
Team News.
Team News means any everybody's available because some people mispractice.
That was a management call. I also mispractice. I'm not injured at all. I wanted to rest. There's nothing wrong with it. Everyone's fine. Everyone's available for selection. And yeah, just looking forward to the first game.
Mr. Ramaswamy.
Now that DRS is there, he has got so much experience. How much of an advantage will it be in taking a call?
Priceless. I saw a stat yesterday. I don't know, somewhere I saw it. 95% of the appeals that he's made in his career have been successful appeals. So, as a captain, I have no, sort of extra thinking as far as DRS is concerned. He's one voice. If he tells me it's outside the line or if it's missing, the decision stands there. You know, it's not left up to doubt or any further debate from there on. He's someone who's always been very smart with decision making. As far as appeals are concerned as well. So, I think his word would be the one word that I would trust as far as DRS is concerned, because he's in the best position, plus he's the most intelligent cricketer around. So, there's no doubting that.
I will request still photographers to step back a bit. A question from there, please. Sir. Yeah.
If you can speak loud enough.
You can speak loud enough.
It shouldn't be a problem. India were very dominant in the test series against England. There's some changes in the team. Do you think this England team is better suited to playing white ball cricket in India than the test team was?
I've seen the warm-up game as well. They seem to be quite fearless, which is always a good thing in the shorter format of the game. But at the same time, I've always felt to be a consistent performer in the ODI format. You need to understand strike rotation as well, so you just can't go in with one sort of momentum. That is something that we will look to counter. See if they lose a few early wickets, you know, what are the plans they come up against. So I think against a side like that, you need to be more aggressive in terms of wanting to pick up wickets, because if you think of bowling dot balls, then they feed on that. That's something that I've observed. So we already have plans in place in terms of how to counter what they're going to come up with. It just takes one mistake to change your mindset completely about being offensive, and then things can sort of, you know, turn around pretty quickly. So we have quality bowlers on the side. We have bowlers who can make a dent initially. We have world-class spinners as well. So it's going to be interesting how hard they come initially. But as I said, in one-day cricket, I've seen it a lot of times. Teams start off really well in the first 10. They really dominate. And then once you lose 2-3 wickets in the middle phase, unless you know how to rotate strike, it gets very, very difficult. But yes, this English team, especially in the shorter format, looks very fearless.
Arun?
Virat, you probably seem to have two or three options opening, batting, Shikhar, Gill, and also Rahane. Speaking of Shikhar, sometimes he seems to be judged, at least from perception point of view, from his slightly patchy chest form lately. So, but his ODI record has obviously been good as opposed to his test time.
Well, situations always change in cricket, especially where a cricketer stands as far as his form or, you know, performances are concerned. A player like Shikhar, everyone is aware of his ability. You try to keep that player, you know, someone like Shikhar, in a good headspace, because once he's clear in his head, he can really take the game away from the opposition. That's something we try to do, give him as much space as possible, not speak too much about the game. That's something that I like to do. Knowing the kind of player Shikhar is and the kind of person he is, it's better to leave a guy like that to his own planning and own thinking rather than giving your plans to him, because he's so instinctive. Once he gets going, he, you know, just finds more options than anyone else once he's in the game and he has momentum. I've seen guys really struggling to bowl at him when he's in full flow. So it's all about giving him his own space to prepare initially. In one day cricket, I still feel that he possesses, you know, a lot of quality and ability to set up the game for the other batsman, or even he bats long as well. He can really bat till the 40-45th over once he gets going. So he has a lot of positives. That's what we always back Shikhar on. Jinx is coming back from an injury as well. He's just found rhythm in the one day warm-up match. KL has been playing well for a while, just coming off you know, almost a double hundred in Chennai. So the guys are in good space, and Shikhar has also got runs in the warm-up game. So we'll have to figure out, you know, what fits into our combination out of these three, who are the two that will be likely to start. But what I can say is I'm happy that all three are in good space now, having had some runs behind them. Makes my job easier.
Bharat?
The top and the bottom seems pretty solid in the team, but it's the middle order from, say, number 5 to number 7 and the designated finisher for today. Are you a little bit concerned about them? I mean, that doesn't seem as settled as top and the bottom, and especially with, like, you know, the fact that you've gone back to Yuvraj Singh after just like 3 or 4 years.
Yes, we. That is something that we discussed before picking UV. Was that we cannot leave so much burden on MS alone in the middle order. You know, I'm willing to take up the responsibility of the order, but there needs to be one more guy with him down the order in case, you know, the top order doesn't fire. If the top order doesn't fire, then you're left with MS alone, and he's guiding the youngsters. More often than not, which is fine if you have, say, 15-20 games till a big tournament, but when you have only 3 games to prepare for a big tournament, I think you need to get all your resources in place. You need to make sure that the guys you pick are in good form, are in good nick, have momentum. So, you know, right now we don't have the time to nurture that one spot as such, because there's a big tournament coming up straight away. So that's why UV was brought into the team. We had you know, discussed Raidu as well, but Raidu has been injured for a long time. He didn't have game time behind him. UV has had a very good first class season, so obviously he was you know, in the reckoning before anyone else. So I think just gives the team much more balance in the middle order, lower middle order, along with MS and UV. They can really guide Kedar and Hardik still with them. But to have two experienced guys compared to one is a massive difference, and I'm sure, you know, Hardik and Kedar can learn a lot from them, batting around them, and I think it'll be great for them.
Last few questions. I'll start with Mr. Vijay Gore, please.
So you left it to get the series as a preparation or trial for your players.
See, I think at the international level, no game is a trial game. I don't believe in that. I think you go out there playing to win every game that you play. But these 3 games, we are necessarily taking them as knockout games in our own heads, because we need to prepare for Champions Trophy and we need to be in the right kind of mind frame, because that tournament is like that. You know, it's very competitive, it's very quick. So we need to be at our best from game one in this series for us to prepare mentally, because we only have 3 games. That's why I said we brought in UV to have the best batting combination possible going into a big tournament where you have a balance of strong top order, strong middle order, and lower middle order as well, along with world-class bowlers. So we're not taking these games as trial games. In fact, we're taking them as preparation in our own heads for the Champions Trophy in England. So these 3 games become all the more crucial because we don't have you know, much time before that big tournament. So we're not going to be experimenting much with anything. We're going to find the right combination from game one and then stick to it till the Champions Trophy.
I take last 2 questions in English from here, and then followed by last question by Mr. Sundar.
You spoke about taking forward captaincy cues from MS because you played so much under him, but you bring your own personality there, and from where we look at it, it seems quite contrasting to what MS is. So, in what ways do you think you'll be different as a captain?
See, as I said, everyone has their own ways of expressing themselves as captain or you know, operating things on the field. But see, one thing that remains constant is to win cricket games. People have different techniques, but they're still able to score runs. doesn't mean necessarily everyone has to bat like one person. So I think me and MS have always understood our kind of, you know, operation out there in the middle. So it doesn't make anything difficult as far as I'm concerned, because when he was in charge, I've always given my you know, point of view or my thoughts to him. Eventually he's made those decisions. Sometimes we click immediately and he makes those changes, you know, right away. Sometimes he still takes a bit of time to follow his instinct more and then maybe keep that as option B. So I think as cricketers, we understand it's a pretty natural thing to have different perspectives about the game, about captaincy as well. But again, his views will be priceless for me as well. But I will have you know, my preparation first, and then keeping his views in mind, maybe immediately changes will be made. Maybe I'll still want to follow my instinct for a bit more, see where the game goes, and then fall back to plan B from a different point of view. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's just that I'm in charge of decisions now, and he'll be giving me his views, which was the case before as well. I was giving my views, but still his decision was paramount. So I think we both understand that as professional cricketers, and it'll be pretty smooth.
Is there any concern about taking on all three formats of captaincy is going to be a burden at any point? Any captains around the world, you know, to give up four months of?
I don't think so. I haven't felt the burden at all. I was actually pretty delighted to be given captaincy of all three formats. I think it just adds to the responsibility, and it makes you a better player, a better person, and that's something that I always have liked, you know, that aspect of captaincy. I personally feel until you try something, you can never know what's the max limit that you can, you know, actually execute that thing or achieve in that particular aspect. I felt in the past people have already, you know, created limitations in their own head in terms of what they can do and what they cannot before even trying. So if the burden is too much, I don't know. Maybe in future I will be able to assess that much more. But as of now, I think I'm pretty ready and accepting of taking captaincy in all three formats, and I feel pretty honored. I don't feel any stress. I'm not thinking about the burden at all. It just gives me more opportunities to take Indian cricket forward, which I think is the best thing to happen to anyone.
Sir, last question.
Sorry? Should England try it? I don't know. I'm not in charge of English cricket.
Last question, Sunandan, please.
ऑप्शन के बारे में देखा जाए तो एक जबरदस्त मेनू कार्ड आपके पास है, अनुभव भी है, यंगस्टर्स भी है, दूसरी तरफ दिल्ली जैसी ठंडी हवा भी है और नया ताजा कप्तानी का मुकुट भी, ये सब आपका एंथुसियाज्म बढ़ा है?
देखिए, जिस तरीके के हम क्रिकेट खेलते आ रहे हैं और जैसे हमने परफॉर्म किया पिछले कुछ समय में टेस्ट फॉर्मेट में, आई थिंक वो चीज़ें हम वन डे फॉर्मेट में भी एग्जीक्यूट कर सकते हैं और उसको हम यहाँ पे भी रेप्लिकेट कर सकते हैं. जैसे एमएस ने खुद बोला कि टेस्ट मैचेस में कैप्टनसी करना ज़्यादा डिफिकल्ट रहता है, क्योंकि आपको हर समय अवेयर रहना है कि कौन सा सेशन आपसे दूर जा सकता है, वो टेस्ट मैच डिफाइन कर सकता है. वन डे क्रिकेट में स्टिल ऑपोजिशन के पास गलती करने का ज़्यादा स्कोप रहता है, तो उससे भी आप गेम में आ सकते हैं रादर देन यू नो पुश करना गेम के लिए. तो क्योंकि गेम चलता रहता है तो आई डोंट थिंक कि आपको इतना एफर्ट करना पड़ता है इन कैप्टनसी. ऑब्वियसली आपको हैंड्स ऑन रहना पड़ता है, लेकिन ऑपोजिशन भी गलती बहुत करती है छोटे फॉर्मेट में, तो थोड़ा उससे जॉब ईजी हो जाता है एट टाइम्स. बट मुझे कुछ ऑनेस्टली कुछ ज़्यादा अलग नहीं लग रहा है, क्योंकि बस एक ही चीज़ है कि मैं आई एम फीलिंग एक्साइटेड कि कल जब यू नो टॉस के लिए जाऊँगा तो आई विल बी फुल टाइम कैप्टन ऑफ इंडिया, तो दैट इज़ अ प्राउड मोमेंट फॉर मी. बट अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट आई डोंट थिंक कि मेरे को कुछ भी मेंटली या एनवायरनमेंट में कुछ चेंज लग रहा है. सब कुछ बिल्कुल सेम है जैसे पहले था. बस मुझे कैप्टन बना दिया है, बस एक यही चेंज है. बट मेरे माइंड में एज सच कुछ चेंज हुआ नहीं है.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.